At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Welcome to another journey into the world of the unexplained and the curious. Picture this. A grand Broadway theater built in the golden age of performance, echoing with the laughter and applause of countless audiences through its storied history. Now imagine those echoes punctuated by something less explainable. At the heart of New York's Times Square, the New Amsterdam Theater has stood as a beacon of entertainment for over a century. But beyond the spotlight lies a shadow, an ethereal presence tied to one of Broadway's most iconic figures. Olive Thomas, a stunning Ziegfeld Follies star whose life was tragically cut short, is said to linger in the very theater where she once dazzled audiences. Her apparition, often described as holding a mysterious blue bottle, has captured the imagination of staff and visitors alike. But is this truly a haunting, or are we falling victim to the power of suggestion? From historical details to chilling encounters tonight, we pull back the curtain on one of Broadway's most enduring ghost stories. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The New Amsterdam Theater, nestled in the heart of Times Square, is one of Broadway's most celebrated landmarks. Built in 1903, it was a testament to the era's architectural opulence, with a grand Art Nouveau design by Hortz and Talon. The theater quickly rose to prominence, hosting the legendary Ziegfeld Follies from 1913 to 1927, where some of the most talented performers of the time graced its stage. It was a place where dreams were born and careers were catapulted into the spotlight. Among those performers was Olive Thomas, a young woman from Charleroi, Pennsylvania, who captured the hearts of audiences with her beauty and charisma. Born in 1894, Olive's path to stardom was meteoric. After winning a beauty contest in Pittsburgh, she moved to New York City and joined the Ziegfeld Follies in 1915. Her performances were electric, and she quickly became one of the most beloved chorus girls of her time. Olive's fame extended beyond the stage as she transitioned into silent films. Starring in over 20 features, she seemed to have it all: a thriving career, beauty, and a marriage to Jack Pickford, brother of Hollywood icon Mary Pickford. Yet behind the glamour, Olive's life was marked by challenges. Her relationship with Jack was turbulent, marred by rumors of infidelity and substance abuse. In September 1920, while on a trip to Paris with Jack, tragedy struck. Olive ingested mercury bichloride, a highly toxic substance often used in the treatment of syphilis. The events surrounding her death remain shrouded in mystery. Some accounts suggest it was a tragic accident, a moment of confusion in a dimly lit room. Others hint at darker possibilities, intentional harm or despair. Olive succumbed to the poison at just 25 years old, leaving behind a grieving husband and legions of fans. Not long after her untimely death, whispers of her presence began circulating among the staff of the New Amsterdam Theater. Custodians working late at night reported fleeting glimpses of a woman in a shimmering green beaded costume eerily similar to the one Olive was known to wear during her Follies days. Others claimed to see her clutching a small blue bottle, reminiscent of the one tied to her demise. These sightings were dismissed at first as tricks of the imagination or the effects of exhaustion after long shifts. The theater, with its dimly lit corridors and intricate decor, offered the perfect setting for eerie encounters. Staff began to notice more unsettling phenomena. The sound of soft footsteps echoing through empty hallways, tools inexplicably moving during renovations, and unexplained cold spots near the stage and dressing rooms. Over time, these occurrences became too frequent to ignore. Some turned to science for explanations. The intricate architecture of the theater, with its winding staircases and shadowy corners, could create optical illusions, making it easy for an overactive mind to conjure apparitions. Others suggested the collective memory of Olive's tragic story might lead people to project her image into their surroundings, a psychological phenomenon known as confirmation bias. The idea that seeing is believing could, in such a place, work in reverse. Believing might lead to seeing. Still, those who experience these moments firsthand often dismissed rational explanations. For many of them, the encounters felt too vivid, too real, to be mere figments of the imagination. The theater's employees began to adopt a peculiar tradition, greeting Olive's portrait, which hangs backstage as they arrived and left work. It was a sign of respect, a quiet acknowledgement of her presence, and perhaps a way to ward off any unwanted ghostly encounters. As the years went by, the tales of Olive Thomas and the New Amsterdam Theater became part of Broadway folklore. But this was only the beginning. The stage was set for even more chilling encounters and the deepening mystery surrounding Olive's enduring connection to the theater. As the decades passed, the paranormal phenomena at the New Amsterdam Theater grew more pronounced. What began as fleeting glimpses of Olive Thomas evolved into a series of more tangible encounters that captured the attention of both staff and paranormal enthusiasts. These incidents were no longer limited to whispers and dark hallways. They became part of the theater's living history. One of the most well-documented encounters occurred in the 1990s when the Disney Corporation began extensive renovations on the theater. During this period, workers reported a litany of strange occurrences. Tools disappeared only to reappear in entirely different locations. Lights flickered on and off without explanation, and a chilling sense of being watched pervaded the building, particularly near the stage. One night, a security guard claimed to see a woman dressed in early 20th century attire standing center stage. When he approached, she reportedly vanished into a wall. The story spread quickly among the workers, who began to regard Olive not just as a ghost, but as a resident protector of the theater. These occurrences weren't limited to the renovation team. Regular staff members continued to experience unexplainable events. Male employees in particular reported feeling a light touch or a gentle tap on the shoulder when working alone in the theater. When they turned around, there was no one there. Others described seeing the faint outline of a figure moving across the balcony or catching a fleeting reflection in the mirrors backstage, always a woman with a blue bottle in hand. What made these sightings even more compelling was their consistency. The descriptions of Olive, her shimmering costume, the blue bottle, and her dark, wavy hair remained strikingly similar across decades. It wasn't just employees who had these experiences. Occasionally, visitors and performers recounted strange sensations during rehearsals or performances, from sudden cold drafts to the feeling of invisible eyes watching them from the wings. Some researchers have suggested that Olive's presence could be classified as a residual haunting. This theory posits that certain locations can hold imprints of emotional or traumatic events, replaying them like a record. If Olive's life ended in tragedy, her connection to the theater, where she likely experienced some of her happiest moments, could explain why her essence remains. Others lean toward the idea of an intelligent haunting, in which Olive actively interacts with the living, choosing to make her presence known in subtle yet deliberate ways. Skeptics, of course, have their own explanations. They argue that the reports could stem from sleep deprivation, especially among night staff working long hours in the dimly lit, atmospheric environment of the theater. The human mind, they contend, is prone to seeing patterns where none exist, particularly when primed by the knowledge of Olive's tragic story. Despite the skeptics, the tradition of acknowledging Olive persists. Her portrait, prominently displayed backstage, is greeted by staff members as a sign of respect. This practice isn't merely superstition. It has become a way of preserving the unique culture and history of the New Amsterdam Theater. To this day, some employees swear that acknowledging Olive with a friendly hello helps stave off her mischievous antics. But the haunting of the New Amsterdam Theater is more than just a collection of eerie anecdotes. It's a testament to the enduring legacy of Olive Thomas. Though she lived a brief life, her spirit continues to captivate and mystify those who work in and visit the theater. For many, her presence isn't something to fear, but a reminder of the golden age of Broadway and the indelible mark she left behind. The New Amsterdam Theater remains a thriving Broadway venue, and its ghostly reputation only adds to its allure. Tourists and locals alike are drawn not only to its historic productions, but also to the possibility of catching a glimpse of Olive herself. As one of the most enduring ghost stories in New York City, the tale of Olive Thomas invites us to consider the possibility of life after death and the profound connections we leave behind. Broadway has always been a stage for drama, both on and off the boards. But the story of the New Amsterdam Theater and Olive Thomas takes things to a whole new level. Her presence, whether a figment of our collective imagination, a trick of the light, or something truly supernatural, has transcended decades, captivating the hearts and minds of those who step into this historic space. What makes this tale so intriguing isn't just the eerie encounters, but the humanity behind them. Olive's life was one of dazzling highs and devastating lows, and perhaps it's no surprise that her spirit seems drawn to a place that represented her greatest triumphs. Whether she's a guardian spirit, a residual echo of her past, or simply a story amplified by the power of suggestion, one thing is clear. Olive Thomas remains an indelible part of the New Amsterdam Theater's legacy. For those who've walked the theater's halls and felt her presence, the question isn't whether ghosts are real, but why certain places and people leave such a lasting impression. Is it our need to connect to the past, or is there something more, something just beyond our understanding, that lingers in the shadows of a place as storied as Broadway? I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.